Chapman economists forecast mild or moderate recession in 2023. Orange, Califf. Leading economic forecasters at Chapman University expect a mild or moderate recession to hit the U.S. possibly by next summer. Although the economy seems to be recovering from record-high inflation this summer, other signs point to a slowdown, according to Chapman's president emeritus Jim Doty. There is something to worry about, because it's the calm before the storm and it's starting to rain, Doty told hundreds of attendees December 13 at the university's A. Gary Anderson Center of Economic Research presentation of its biannual Economics and Business Review. We are forecasting a recession for next year. As an example, residential investment spending on single-family homes and multifamily condos have declined sharply, dropping even further than seen in the 1973 to 1975 recession. Leading indicators today resemble the 1974 economy when the nation was introduced to stagflation, an economic condition when inflation and unemployment rates are high and consumer spending slows. Among the causes of that recession was an oil crisis and a stock market crash, spinning the economy into a downturn that lasted through President Jimmy Carter's term. Construction and residential investment dropped sharply, and consumer spending decreased in the 1970s. Consumer spending has remained strong this year, but it has started to decline, according to Doty. And that will be enough to lead to a recession, Doty added. This year's increased interest rates are also contributing to a slowdown, he said. The Federal Reserve raised the benchmark federal funds rate by 50 basis points, or a half percentage point, DEC 14. This brings the rate to 4.25% and 4.5%, the highest level since late 2007, just before the Great Recession hit in December of that year. The recession lasted until June 2009. The Federal Reserve has raised interest rates 7 times since March. The central bank expects rates to climb to 5.1% next year. As a result, the spread between the Fed funds rate and the 10-year T-bond rate has narrowed. By the end of this year, Doty said he expects the spread to turn negative, marking a key indicator of an impending recession that he predicts will start as early as June 2023. The average length of time between the time the spread turns negative and the beginning of a recession is 6 months, Doty said. Jobs expected to decrease. While jobs have recovered almost back to pre-COVID pandemic levels, numbers are expected to recede again in 2023, according to the center's report. The employment recovery has also been uneven, especially in California. Riverside, San Bernardino, San Diego, San Benito, and Santa Clara counties have gained jobs while Orange, Los Angeles, Alameda, and Contra Costa counties have lost positions. Orange County has generated fewer jobs than the state over the past 4 years, Doty said. The county has had no growth in wage and salary since 2018. The state's job growth reached 2% during the same time. The center predicts job losses in the county for most of 2023, but rapid job growth in the first 3 months of next year is expected to lead to an overall increase of a half percent for the year. The types of jobs have also been unevenly distributed, Doty said. Jobs in leisure and hospitality haven't fully recovered, while jobs in technology, aerospace, scientific research, and pharmaceutical development have been strong, he said. Still, Texas and Florida have outpaced job growth numbers compared to California, likely because of lower rates of state and local taxation, according to the report. Home building will slow. California's real estate market will be the state's weakest economic sector, Doty said. Mortgage rates exceeding 7% have already decimated home sales and building permit valuations, the center reported. The forecast calls for a 31% drop in the state's new homebuilding residential permits in 2023, signaling a substantial decline from 129,000 to 88,000. State revenue. A recession in 2023 would have a significant impact on the state's budget, possibly leading to a $22 billion revenue shortfall, Doty said. In addition, the state used billions of dollars in one-time federal COVID funds to increase budgetary spending from 2020 to 2022, and that money will no longer be available. If a recession occurs next year, its impact on the state's coffers will most significantly hit tax revenues from personal income taxes and capital gains, according to the report.